What if I told you that avoiding your feelings is keeping you from toned, sculpted arms? Sounds extreme? It's not. Most women think the biggest obstacle to getting strong, lean arms is a lack of willpower or motivation. But what if the real issue is that you're avoiding emotions, fear, self-doubt, frustration, by skipping workouts, staying too busy, or scrolling mindlessly through social media? In this episode, we're exposing the sneaky ways you avoid emotions and sabotaging your results without even realizing it. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, arm coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 50. Today we're going to talk about why you need to feel all your feelings, especially when it comes to toning your arms and taking control of your body. Here are the things that I'm going to cover with you today. I'm going to talk to you so you can get very, very clear about what a feeling is, what a feeling or an emotion is. We're going to talk about why you might avoid your negative emotions if you do. We're going to talk about the difference between pain that we all need to feel as human beings and pain that is not necessary, but somehow we have learned to create it. I'm sure when I talk about examples, you'll be able to relate to them. I'm also going to teach you, and we're going to discuss what it looks like and sounds like when you're doing something to avoid feeling a feeling, whether it's reaching for food, skipping workouts, keeping yourself overly busy, or procrastinating when things feel overwhelming. Now, if you're listening to this, you know that most of the listeners who are trying to tone and sculpt their arms, the thing that they do when they get an uncomfortable feeling is to eat until the uncomfortable feeling passes or until their attention is focused now on their overeating. But avoiding emotions can show up in many ways, and emotional eating is just one example. We're also going to talk about why you must experience the clean pain of life, why it's necessary, and what happens when you avoid your negative emotions. Then we're going to cover what happens when you allow yourself to feel everything. That's our goal and how to do it. Let's dive in and uncover why feeling your feelings is key to becoming the strong, toned, and confident woman that you want to be. Here's the story. Something happens in the world. There's a situation, a circumstance, a comment from someone. And if you're human, and you are, you're going to have a thought about it. If it enters your life, you're going to think about what's happening. Well, that thought that you have, and there are thousands of different thoughts you could have about the same situation, but the thought that you have is what creates your feelings, your emotions. We're going to use them interchangeably, feelings and emotions. The important thing about the feeling, aside from how you experience it, is that your feelings lead you to take actions, the actions that you take or the actions that you don't take. When it comes to toning your arms, this matters. Feelings are pretty important. If we want to make changes, the place where we want to make them is between the feeling and the action you take. We're going to look into that more and more in future sessions, but right now it's enough to know that something happens, you have a thought about it, that thought creates a vibration in your body. Think of the vibrations as a dial, like a dial on a radio that adjusts the volume. Your emotions are just like that volume dial. They could be extremely high, right? High vibrations like excitement or feeling frantic or feeling terror. Those could be extremely high. Then on the other end of the spectrum, you could experience the vibrations in your body as extremely low. And it could be low, peaceful. but all the way at the low end spectrum could be depression. I want to remind you that if you do feel a very strong low vibration of depression and it doesn't pass and you can't seem to get rid of it, please remember that that is when you should seek professional help, because it might be hard to come out of it because your vibration is so low, you don't have the energy to take the steps to look at your thoughts or take different actions. Think about your feelings, right? What they are. If you have a thought of, wow, I did really well at work, then you might feel something like pride. What you might do when you feel pride or proud is you might tell people about it. You might tell some close friends or family because you feel so good. Your thought always leads you to the feeling, which always leads you to something that you do or don't do. Let's take a look at why you avoid your negative emotions. I mean, why not just feel them? Why not just be sad when sad feelings come up? Why do so many of us run away by grabbing some cookies or turning on the television so that we don't have to feel sad? A lot of it comes from our childhood. We are conditioned to protect ourselves. When we're very young and we're dependent, we are conditioned to want someone to take care of us. If we were soothed with distractions at a very young age, whether it was food, television, or being told to shake it off, that's what we're going to do for ourselves when we grow up. When we feel something that we're conditioned to think is uncomfortable, like fear, discomfort, uncertainty, then we run away from those negative feelings. You might run away in different ways than your friends or your neighbors. You might eat. You might smoke when you're feeling tension. You might have a drink if you're feeling socially awkward or anxious. You might scroll endlessly on social media. You might skip workouts or keep yourself too busy to face what you're feeling. Basically, doing things that are not taking you towards what you're trying to accomplish because you're feeling uncomfortable and insecure about what you're going to do. So the action that you take is you procrastinate. There's a lot of different reasons that you might avoid your negative emotions, but the big overall umbrella is they're uncomfortable. And for whatever reason, you've not been trained to be able to sit with discomfort. You possibly have been trained to believe that you can't handle discomfort, which is absolutely not true. But if that's the way you've grown up, and that's what you've been taught, that whenever you have an uncomfortable feeling, it's not going to feel good and you're going to want to get away from it. There is a difference between uncomfortable feelings that we need to feel in life. Then there's uncomfortable feelings that we create by our thoughts. Let's say that something seriously negative happens in your life. You have a loss. There's a person that you are close to who's gone from your life, whether it's the end of a relationship or death, or you've had a major life change. This is known as clean. Pain is pain that we are meant to feel as humans in the world. We are not meant to run away from it. In fact, we're equipped to handle it. But there is other pain, and that is created pain. What I mean by that is something happens in the world, any situation, you spin it in such a negative way that you make the situation appear worse to you. And you create the feelings of fear and worry and anxiety and negative feelings. There's this old saying, and I don't really know who to attribute it to. It's from the psychology world. But what it says is pain is a part of life, but suffering is optional. Know that some of your pain is real. You should feel sad if someone is not well or dying or sick or leaving your life. We're meant to feel pain, but we're not meant to feel pain over things that are not huge and life-changing and things that we can handle, but we're afraid of. Think about what it looks like and sounds like when you do something to avoid a painful emotion. Maybe you skip your workout because you're afraid of failing. Let's say you planned to do an arm workout, but you start thinking, I'm too old for this. What if I can't keep up? What if I don't see results? That fear makes you procrastinate. Before you know it, the day is over and you've skipped another workout. Or maybe you feel overwhelmed. You think, I have so much to do. Where do I even start? Instead of picking up the dumbbells for a quick session, you freeze, feeling like it's too much. Or maybe you keep yourself too busy. You fill your schedule with errands and responsibilities so you don't have to face the discomfort of learning something new. Deep down, you worry that starting an arm toning routine might be hard, so you convince yourself you just don't have time. These are all ways women avoid emotions instead of feeling them and moving forward anyway, because it takes you away from the pain temporarily, of course, but it lessens the pain because it distracts you. It takes you away. Why am I saying that you have to experience the clean pain of life? Is that really true? Well, I believe it is. I believe that part of your human experience is to allow things to come through you, things to pass through you. Just as your thoughts come into your mind and whether you act on them or not, if you just allow them, they will pass through. So will the feelings that your thoughts create. Feelings don't stay because thoughts don't stay. Thoughts change. One of the reasons that you must experience the clean pain of life is that you can't feel the really highs, the positive feelings, if you avoid the negative. If you are dulling out your feelings by escaping, then you can't selectively dull out the negative feelings. You are also inadvertently dulling out the positive feelings. I know that you don't want to do that. You know you don't want to do that. You were designed to experience highs and lows of life. You're designed to be able to handle all of them. It's just that at some point you were taught that it's better to not feel that. We have to get away. We have to escape. That's really how numbing and emotional eating is born. Now, let's say that you've become really, really good at numbing or buffering whatever negative emotion comes up. You've avoided it for years, really facing and looking in the eye negative feelings. You've avoided them. That's your habit. What happens if you do that is that you become stuck. You will never grow. You never will learn how to experience them, how to get through them. So you reinforce the habit of always avoiding them, and you never learn how to cope. The thing is that when you avoid your negative emotions and you distract yourself with food or television or scrolling, your life stays small. And you disconnect from yourself. You disconnect because you're not allowing your whole experience. If eating or smoking or drinking or procrastinating or any means of distracting yourself from a feeling is done again and again and again and again, that becomes your habit. And that habit becomes reinforced. And it can be connected to anything that you practice. If you run to food when you feel any kind of emotional distress, you have created that habit, and then you're reinforcing that habit. What would happen if you allowed yourself to feel everything, no matter how afraid you were? You would be free. You would be connected to yourself, the good and the bad and the ugly and the most wonderful part of life. You would become a master at living your life and taking care of your emotional life. You'd have no fear. There would be no extra fat and flab from running away. You would feel proud of yourself. It's an accomplishment to allow yourself to feel your feelings. It feels really good. If you're feeling your feelings and you're not eating emotionally or distracting yourself in some other way, what will happen then is that it will be so much easier to take the actions that truly support your body and your goals. That's your goal, right? You'd be free. You wouldn't need distractions to avoid discomfort. You'd feel strong, not just in your arms, but in your entire life. You'd trust yourself. That's what leads to real, lasting change. Now, how do you do this? I want you to purposely look for feelings that are trying to come up in you that you've tried to drown out. Welcome them. Welcome all the emotions. You can do them. Walk towards them instead of run away from them. It's the opposite thing that you usually do. And identify them, name them, call them what they are, and look at it as an opportunity. I'm going to do fear. I'm going to feel anger. I'm going to feel sadness. I'm going to feel loneliness. Because when you do, those emotions will pass through you. You won't have to run away from them and add extra fat and flab to your body that you don't need. You won't have to distract yourself with activities that may not be healthy for you. You will feel these feelings and they will pass through you. I want you to know also that you can clean up your feelings by looking at your thoughts that are creating them. You can also let them pass, and you can also decide how you want to feel. How do you want to feel today? What will it take? What thoughts will it take for you to feel that feeling? Say out loud to yourself, I'm feeling blank because I'm thinking blank. Make sure you know that those things are connected. So for now, what I want you to focus on is for one day, just one day, I'd love for you to check in with yourself each hour. Set your phone, set your computer, set a clock, set a timer, whatever. Just check in and ask one simple question. What am I feeling right now? I'm not talking about a physical sensation like I'm cold, I'm tired, I'm hungry, although you do want to take care of yourself if you are, but more of what is my emotion? What is the emotion I'm feeling right now? And sit with it for a few minutes until at least you're able to describe it. I want you to be able to know what you're feeling and describe it for one day. If you're ready to go deeper, I have a program called Arms by Christine, where I teach women how to break through self-doubt, stay motivated, and create a body they love without relying on willpower or extreme workouts. So if that sounds like something you need, check out the link in the show notes. If you just want to keep listening, that's great too. I'm so happy to have you here. I'll see you back next week where we'll continue working on creating the arms, the body, and the mindset that lets you live as the confident, strong woman you were meant to be. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.